Nathan, good morning.
Good morning, Darren.
How are you going?
I'm very well, thank you.
Excellent. Seniors are underway, but I thought we'd focus this week on the start of the junior competition. So Cricket Northwest, you have the Commonwealth Bank 13s, 15s and under 17 starting this weekend.
That's right. We've got our opening round. We've got 23 teams involved in our junior competitions this season. We'll also have another four teams involved in a girls under 16 competition starting after Christmas. So there's plenty of junior teams taking the field in Cricket Northwest this season.
All right, so let's start with the under 17s. What's happening this weekend?
So the under 17s, they're starting with a 2020 match. They're actually playing a double headers with the under 15s. So we'll have the under 15s kicking things off at 10 o'clock. And the under-17s following them at 1 o'clock. So we'll have it at Wivenhoe. We'll have Bernie Hurricanes Purple against Bernie Hurricanes Black in the under-15s at 10 o'clock. And then 1 o'clock we'll have Bernie Hurricanes against Circular Head. At Byard Park East in Devonport, we'll have Devonport up against Ulverston in both the under-15s and the under-17s. The under-15s at 10 o'clock, the under-17s at 1 o'clock. At Wynyard, we'll have at Frederick Street, we'll have Wynyard taking on Latrobe in the under-15s at 10 o'clock, under-17s at 1 o'clock. All of those games will kick things off, and hopefully we'll have some top-quality cricket played in those age groups.
The Milo T20 Blast, that started as well, hasn't it?
It has. So we've got Milo T20 Blast centres either started or about to start at our Cricket Northwest clubs. Also got our inter-cricket centres involved at our Cricket Northwest clubs and also within schools. And the best place to find information on all of the cricket that's available along the Northwest is to go to playcricket.com.au, and then you'll be able to put in your postcode and find all the clubs and centres that are near you.
The seniors now, we've had, what, two rounds of A grade and second grade?
We have. So we've had a couple of rounds in the Greater Northern Cup in first grade. Devonport looks to be going strong in that competition. They've won their opening two games. On the weekend, we had Devonport beating Sheffield, Bernie Hurricanes defeated Ulverston, and we had Wynyard defeating Latrobe. So we've got another round of Greater Northern Cup matches this weekend, and also on Sunday we've got a first grade 2020 Gala Day. So it's a big weekend in the first grade. In the second grade, they're going to the one-day format on Saturday. And in the female competition, we've got a round of Greater Northern Cup there with Ulverston and Mowbray and Wynyard and South Launceston squaring off at UCI Oval in Ulverston. And we have Launceston against Burnie up in Launceston and Riverside against Latrobe up at Riverside.
There's a whole lot of cricket coming up, no doubt about that. And we've also got the Test match coming up at Balreeve, November 12 to 16. Now, I'm getting a few questions from parents mainly who sort of want to go to the cricket with the kids. So you are having a complete bye round for seniors and juniors that weekend of the Test match.
Yes, that's right. There'll be no cricket at all being played on while the Test match is on. So, yeah, we're encouraging everyone to get along to Blunston Arena and support the Test match there. That's Australia versus South Africa. Obviously, the South Africans gave us a bit of a touch-up over there in the recent one-day series, so I'm sure our Australian cricketers will be very keen to put on a good show down at Blunston Arena and get a really strong attendance down there so we can continue to have that top-quality international cricket there.
Love your work, Nathan. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Darren.